This is Harry Murray at Murray's Fly Shop in Edinburgh, Virginia. Let's look at what I expect we'll have in their fishing for smallmouth bass and also for trout with the coming month in April. There's a situation that I've been taking advantage of for many, many years on the smallmouth, especially here on the North Fork. One of the most dependable areas to catch some good-sized smallmouth now are these ledges that lie across the river perpendicular to the flow. In some cases, these will be anywhere from 50 to 70 to 80 feet long. Water may flow over them at a gentle pace, or it may be actually dammed up. The cuts in on the downstream side of these hold great numbers of bass that feed on sculpins and helgramite. This water downstream of these ledges will range anywhere from 4 to 6 feet deep. I use the Murray's Heavy Black Helgramite in a size 6 and the Spuddler in a 6. I start maybe 100 feet downstream of these pools that are formed right below those ledges. I fish it upstream with the swing nymphing technique. This lets me run my nymphs and streamers right along the stream bottom. This thing that we teach in our bass school that we refer to as swing nymphing will enable you to get your flies deeper than anything you can do with a floating line. So I start well below it and fish all the way up to those ledges. In many cases, these pools are so effective that I could easily spend more than an hour to fish in each one. It's amazing how many of these you'll see if you're on the lookout for them, or you can stop in the fly shop here in Edinburgh and I'll show you where many of these are. But they do provide excellent fishing this time of the year. All right, let's look at the trout. This coming month is one of my favorite of all months to fish for mountain trout with dry flies. We have the Quill Gordon hatch, the Blue Quill hatch, and the March Brown hatch. Now, I match the Quill Gordon with a Mr. Rapidan parachute in a 14, and I match the March Brown with that same fly. Now, on the Blue Quill, I do use a Blue Quill mayfly in about size 16 or 18. But these are good hatches. Now, all three of these hatches start coming off about the middle of the day. The spinners come back the last 2 hours of the day to deposit eggs. So this means if you're on the stream, do your utmost to stay till almost dark, because the last 2 hours you've got duns hatching, you've got spinners coming back, and the fish are feeding like gangbusters on them. But this is exciting dry fly fishing. Many times this will be the best dry fly fishing we get of the season. So just don't pass it up. But all those, the Quill Gordon, Blue Quill, March Browns, all those will be coming off throughout this entire month. So try to take advantage of it. If you don't know where to go on these, look in the book I've written, Trout Fishing at Shenandoah National Park. They're all the way down through the Blue Ridge. But this is really great trout fishing. If you have any questions on this, stop in or call me. I'll be glad to help you. We're getting good reports on the dry fly fishing in the mountain streams, by the way. Thank you a whole lot. This is Harry Murray at Murray's Fly Shop. Call me at 540-984-4212. Thank you for being with us.